KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 8th Annual Portland Latin American Film Festival, taking place at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Other Border will screen on September 22nd at 4:45 p.m. The Other Border is the story of high school student Erardo Hernandez, raised in the United States since 6 months of age, who was one of over 100 undocumented workers arrested by ICE in Ohio on June 25, 2018. In attendance will be special guests, including the director and many social justice organizers working on immigration rights and issues. Again, that's The Other Border on Sunday, September 22nd at 4:45 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater, 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, that's the usual Abe and Joe music, but that's not what we're doing first. First, we're going to talk to you about who supports KBOO. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Grendel's Coffee House, located at East Burnside Street and 8th Avenue in Portland, offering organic coffee, daily soup specials, sandwiches, and more for breakfast and lunch. Open daily until 5 p.m. More information on Grendel's Facebook page and by phone at 503-595-9550. Well, it's Tuesday morning. It's 8 o'clock. Actually, it's 8:01 right there on the dot, which means only one thing, people. It's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
Oh my goodness! You won't believe this, and probably you won't like this, but you're going to have to know this. This station flies by your wings. It's powered by your will and your money. And this is the time when I have to degrade myself and you by begging you to recognize the reality of the threat of the times we live in and to respond to that by at the least dumping a bunch of cash in the coffers of KBOO. And I'm going to explain why in the course of all this. And I'm going to also talk about stuff that's important to you and point out to you how important this station is to you. But you know what? You wouldn't even be listening to this station if you didn't recognize its importance. You know, we have the best, truly the best in music and truly the best in public affairs programming in the area. And we do it with too little money. Here's your chance to rectify that. Yes, it is your chance. Okay. First of all, we're just about at the precipice of war through the Donald Trump incompetence or deliberate, I don't know what you want to call it, warrior-like stupidity. We withdrew from a reasonable agreement with Iran. Over time, we saw Saudi Arabia, who Trump incredibly likes because he likes authoritarian rulers, and Saudi Arabia is certainly authoritarian. In fact, it engages in the torture and punishment of people it doesn't like. And because of all that, because we withdrew, because we set this situation up, we've pretty much isolated ourselves elsewhere as well. That is, the United States has done that. And somebody bombed the hell out of Saudi processing plants for their petroleum. It's really bad, really bad, really bad. The response is predictable. We assume, and you know, it may be true and maybe not true, that somehow behind it all is Iran, who is at this point beginning to rebuild its nuclear potential because the United States withdrew from a treaty agreement with Iran because Trump doesn't know what's going on, but is arrogant enough to try to do whatever he wants to do at the direction of whoever he happens to listen to most recently or praises him the most recently. Now, in the face of that, which I think is terrifying, we sit, KBOO sits at the nexus of non-power. We are the voice of reason in the face of crazy. And you out there, unfortunately bear the absolute brunt of keeping this operation going. There's no way this station can exist without your active support. And what I'm going to ask of you today is a little bit not only annoying, but scary. If you give, or if you haven't given, even more so, if you give to this station, what you need to do right now, what you need to do before you do anything else today, and I mean all the ablutions of the day and all that stuff, what you need to do is to make a commitment to this station for a significant sum of money. What do I mean by significant? Well, it depends on how much money you got. You know, it could be $10, it could be $40, it could be $50, it could be $5,000. I don't know what you got. But this is the time to make that commitment. There won't be better times. There won't be other times. This is that time. You can't say, oh, I'll do it then. No, now, right now, this morning, you got to start us with a bang and help us out. And it's not just because we, you know, kind of need money. It's because we really need money. And you really need to give it. You call 1-877-500-8187. That is 877-500-8187. You call that number right now, and paradise will descend upon you. You will find yourself in a place that is so heavenly, so delightful, it fulfills every one of your fantasies just for cash. Can you exchange? Can you believe that you can exchange cash for paradise? I mean, you can do that. You can do that, but you need to do it right now before I run out of energy, before my air partner here runs out of the energy that we owe. And this is SBO. He is ready and eager to join me in begging and whining for money. And good morning. And we're gonna do this in such a manner that perhaps you'll have a little bit of amusement in the course of this. But, gosh, I just don't know how to convince you to do this beyond what I can convince you to do it with. It's not a great deal that we're asking for.
Well, maybe it is for many of you. But what we want, what we need, is a significant contribution from that magic pile of money that we know is just sorted out and laid out underneath your bed there. You know what I mean? So here's the chance. 1-877-500-8187. That'll get you one of our happy, happy people. They will take your contribution commitment down.
Wait, what was that phone number again? John, it's breaking in here. Let's read that phone number again.
Oh, okay. You mean 877?
500-5266. That's right. It's 877-500-5266.
Oh, my gosh. I gave the wrong number.
Right? Because 5266 spells out the KABU.
Oh, I see.
It does.
I should get together. Yeah. All right.
It's early in the morning.
Just ignore me.
Oh, no, I'm totally paying attention to you because you're saying all the good information, like the phone number. What was the phone number again?
I'm not sure.
It was the 877-500-5266.
Oh, so the one over here.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Yeah, so you see how there's.
So the one I read off the wall was wrong.
Yeah, there's the orange.
It's KABU, folks.
It's KABU. It's not the orange phone number. It's the other phone number.
It's the other phone number. Oh. Okay, well, 877-500-5266.
Which spells KABU, believe it or not.
It spells KABU.
This is what we call Super Live Radio, y'all.
That's right. I'm really glad you interrupted me because I know a lot of people will be calling Aunt Sarah. Who has this other number now? How she got it, I don't know. But nevertheless, this station truly depends on you. And it does that in the face of enormous challenges. For example, we are in a multimedia universe now. You're walking around with a little device in your hand, you push a button, and boom, you're hearing something else, and you're hearing something else, and you push another button, and you're hearing something else. And the whole impact of all that available media is to be distracted. And that's not exactly an accident. It's part of a way in which the people of the world can become so distracted that we can get ourselves into living hell with a climate change that you will not believe till you feel it. And even then, you'll be in denial if you're listening to most of the media.
Bread and circus.
Bread and circus, exactly. And we know that we at least are on the right track. And we also know, whatever you think of our politics or whatever you feel about how the programming goes here, we know that we can help you to understand what's going on. We really do that. And we really do it with a good heart and with a hard-hearted, in the other hand, sense of the horrors that await us without stations like KABU and without democracy, including Democracy Now, because that is a real threat. This is when we ask you for money, it's not like, you know, buy a bar of soap. It's like you really need a cup of coffee. Think of it that way. Mm-hmm. Think of it as a flash thing.
It seems to me that KABU seeks the truth above all ideologies or political affiliations. It seems to me, listening to KABU for a long time, KABU seeks the truth and seeks to share it with everyone. And that's why, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's why you should call.
What's the number?
877-500-5266 or KBOO. Yeah, because we seek the truth to share it with you, because it's very important at this point in time. Like Joe has been saying, we are at a critical point in history, and we here at KABU need your support to keep us going so we can continue to tell you what is going on in the world. It's crazy, isn't it? How can you not say it's not crazy?
It is not crazy crazy. It's crazy scary.
Right. But Justin Miller, the former underwriting director here at KABU, once said, many hands make light work. So if we put our hands together, reach into our pockets, call 877-500-5266 to keep KABU strong so that we can continue to seek the truth and share it with you. That's what I think KABU's most important mission is, even though it might not be written in the mission statement.
Oh, the mission statement.
Yes.
Oh, the mission statement.
Yes, we do have one.
We have a mission statement.
We do indeed.
We have a mission statement. We have a purposeness, and we have a beloved community, and we have a lot of nice stuff. But what we need right now, and we need it from you, and I'm sorry to have to do this, to have to ask you, to have to whine, have to plead, have to beg, have to threaten, have to cajole you, but the fact of the matter is that this station would be silent if it were not for your support. And that support now needs to grow. It can't be just the $25, just the $50, just the $60 that you have given in the past. It's got to be twice that, or three times that, or as much, truly as much as you can afford.
We are asking you to, if you are a renewing member, to add $1 or $2 more to your renewal, if your renewal is not already more than
whatever
it was before. So if you're going to keep it at the same level, if you just add a dollar or two, it makes a huge difference for KABU over the course of a year. So we're asking you to increase, if you're a renewing member, but your donation by $1 or $2.
Yeah,
when you call 877-500-5266.
I got to add, in the framework of money, this is a mere bagatelle. It's a bit of trivia. It's a bit of an item you don't need, you know, a bracelet that you don't really need, a necklace you don't really need, a new pen that you don't really need, maybe even a new pair of shoes that you don't really need. Instead, what you really need is to know what the hell's going on. And if you want to know what the hell's going on, and you want to get it from a left perspective, and let's be frank about it, this is a left perspective.
Indeed.
You need to make a contribution right now, and you need to make it in a sum that's so significant that you might feel a little pain somewhere, maybe your big toe, I don't know. And you need to do that right away, because I hate having to beg and whine for money, and yet I'm willing to do it because it's so important to do it. Will you not make a significant contribution right now so I can go on to the other things that are so important? We are facing the beginning of what could be an idiot Trump war. Might not be. He got rid of Bolton, who would have already had us bombing Iran. we may not, Trump doesn't want a war, he says. He's a little, you know, he's not really a brave man. He's a little scared, you know. But on the other hand, he's being pushed to the wall. We now know what kind of a crook he is. And he now knows that we know that he's the kind of crook he is. And he knows that he's got to distract us. So war is probably one of his big temptations. But you sitting at home, you driving in your automobile, you at work, can help keep people aware of what's going on. The mass media, even MSNBC or whatever, cannot directly confront the powers that be the way KBOO can. And we can do that because you have willingly given of your heart, soul, and most importantly, your pocketbook. So, you know, I gotta whine, I gotta ask, I gotta beg, and I'm gonna have a special deal coming up very shortly. A deal for food and maybe me and Abe, you know, if you want to have food, the deal will be either you can have us with you or not at a very special opportunity at the Screen Door restaurant, which is a good place to eat and good
Joe,
people.
You know, Joe, I like that you are presenting the option that to have you or Abe there or not.
Well, you know,
so
I mean,
generous.
I can understand it could
so
be
generous.
A romantic moment, a couple of guys, a couple of gals, guy and a gal, whatever, can be together and don't have to deal with us. On the other hand.
Now, what is more romantic than really. Abe and Joe?
Really.
Your own Abe and Joe show right there.
Yeah. And on
in your
hand,
own home.
Right. On the
on
other
tour,
hand,
Abe and Joe.
Who knows what
when,
could
when
be
I
fun.
When I think of the perfect first date, I think, well, I want to meet this stranger and hang out with Abe and Joe.
The way you frame it is much more clever than I. I agree. You know, I was right. just going to say, yeah, you know, you can go and have a meal with us because like, it's like Amy Goodman somehow. But I don't think we're like Amy Goodman. And I don't think we can give you a meal in New York. And I don't think we can take you to our studios and really wow you because our studios are humble. They're humble.
If you're looking for a night on the town with Abe and Joe and willing to pay for it and willing to make a donation before that night on the town, please call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and you can click on that there. But you need to call if you want to set up this like night
and
on
I
the
gotta
town.
Add, there's and I got to add, there's a bottom line number of dollars you have to give.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No,
okay.
This is yeah. no, there's no freebie here.
Right.
You know,
well.
This America. Hello. and the deal is this. You will get a meal on a date that is convenient to you at 8 o'clock at night after the big rush hour is over at the Screen Door. And you will get, if you wish it, two partners to join you in that meal. And that's Abe and Joe. And you can order drinks. You can order appetizers. You can order mains, as they say in the trade. You can order dessert. You can order all that. You can gorge yourself. You can behave like a true piggy or not. And in the course of that, you will know you're doing good and you will have had to contribute. Get ready for it. Take a deep breath. $200. And this is a really special order. This is available to two couples on separate nights, and we are looking for somebody who's, you know, planning to give a couple hundred bucks anyway or thinking about that, and now they think, well, I'm hungry. So this is an opportunity to enjoy really good food, to have, yeah, you can say good company or not. That's the choice we're going to let you have. But you can do this by calling
877-500-5266, which spells KBOO, if you didn't already know. Yeah.
And you know, making that contribution and then lightening the load by knowing you're going to get a really good meal in a really good restaurant by really nice people. And I would want to add, just in case you're curious, the server, whoever he or she may be, will be tipped appropriately by Abe and I.
Not to worry.
Not to worry. So nobody gets hurt here. Everybody gets happy.
What's the name of that restaurant, Joe?
The Screen Door. It's on Burnside. It's a very popular joint.
Okay.
People line up to go eat there a lot.
Wow.
And, you know, it's good. It's good food.
Sure.
It's what you call low country food.
So for a one-time $200 donation to KBOO.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can up it whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You will offer a night on the town.
Well, I wouldn't call it
okay,
a night
on
the town.
A night at the Screen Door.
A night at the Screen Door.
A dinner at the Screen Door.
You know, and the thing is, we did it last year. We offered the same offer, and we haven't had to raise it despite the rising cost of living. And the people at Screen Door have, I think, generously, generously, offered to do this for us because they, too, see the value of KBOO. It costs them a bunch of money. You know, really, I doubt that the good meal that you get will reach the value of that $200. So it's a kind of a bargain on a lot of levels. So we need to hear from you. We need to know you care. That's just one of the many inducements that we've laid out. You know, we have T-shirts and we have sweatshirts and we have hats and we have scarves, and I'm making all this up. We have pants and we have shirts and we have all kind of loot, books and such, to give you, to induce you as well. I don't have a list of all that stuff because I'm lazy.
You could see the list of the drop down on the website.
Oh, and we can.
Yes, you could do that.
See?
They could do that. That's right.
Yeah, that could work.
There
that
are many work. Thank you gifts we have to offer you. And
I like the concept of thank you gifts.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
premiums. Not rewards,
right?
Thank you gifts.
That's right.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's really real.
Yeah.
So you know, I am in the awkward position. I don't like begging. I don't like whining, but I'm good at whining. I'm pretty good at begging. To remind you that this station, without this station, the world would be a lot less clear. The idea that this station exists, that it produces really, really fine. Really fine food, really fine programming, real fine jazz, real fine rhythm and blues, real fine rap, real fine stuff like that in the evenings particularly. But during the day part, as they call it in the in business, we try to bring you the best and the most true of all of the news that's available. That's why Amy Goodman has decided to stay with us. And that's why we are pleased to have programming that challenges the kind of silliness of the kind of really mushy politics that prevails in the United States at this time. Even as fascism, yeah, I'm going to use that word, even as fascism engulfs the world, and particularly as it engulfs the United States with a leader who is a supreme idiot. So, I've said that. I'm sure I'm right about that. And I'm sure you care about that, or you wouldn't even be tuned into this station. Now, unfortunately,
it's time to call 877-500-5266 and step up and show us that you are with us, because we need every dollar that to keep us going, to keep us strong. We're here in KBOO's second day of our fall membership drive.
Is this the second day
already? This is the second day. I was here yesterday.
Gosh,
it was the first
day. Oh my gosh. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting off to a good start, but at the same time, we can't hear the phones ring, but we hope they are ringing, and if not, pick
we
up your phone.
We have no way of knowing that you are calling.
That's
okay,
right.
I'll be your ringing audio liaison. The phones are ringing.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, the phones are ringing. Whoa, okay. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right. Yes. So, and then, of course, if you can't get through KBOO.FM, or just try again, because we have some really good volunteers that are taking calls as fast as possible.
Yeah, and you know, you're not excused because your phone doesn't work.
That's right.
You can just go
That's
online,
right.
KBOO.FM.
Now, I listen to your show, Joe.
You do?
Yes, I do, on a semi-regular basis.
A semi-regular
Well, whenever I'm up at this time of day.
You don't know get up early, do you?
Oh, I do get up early.
Okay.
I was just joking on that part.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have to say that it is most entertaining and most frightening to listen to your show. And it is.
Wait. Entertaining and frightening?
Yes.
Why frightening?
Well, because you and Abe give this back and forth of information about what is going on in the world. And if anyone's paying attention, they should be frightened to the things that you talk about. You guys hit hard. I just got to say, you hit hard, and that's why we're asking you to hit your wallet hard right now and call 877.
Yeah, tap your wallet. Tap your wallet. Go say the number again.
877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. You can also see the drop down. There's thank you gifts we have to give you. Ask the kind volunteer on the telephone when you call 877-500-5266. 5266 what the thank you gifts are. We have many to offer you. It's not just hoodies and beanie caps and everything. We have other things, especially during the music programming in the afternoon. We have tickets that we give away to concerts all around town. So call now at 877-500-5266. Let us know that you support Abe and Joe, you know, for all the years they've been doing it. It's just the most unique show on Portland radio. We know you have options. We know you have choices. There's several community-funded radio stations in this town, and they're all doing fine. And KBOO needs your help and support also, so we can continue to do what we do best.
But I have to say, we will not be presenting to you English dramas, you know. We will not be presenting.
No, but we will be putting radio theater on the air late at night with really quirky quirky themes.
Yeah, weird stuff.
Yeah,
weird
written
stuff.
By volunteers here at KBOO.
We do weird stuff. Yeah. And we also do experimental stuff. And we also do beautiful, beautiful music presentations. And, you know, really, this is a station that is designed for you, by you. And you, as I want to add, can always volunteer here. We always need programmers. We always need people to do this and that and other kind of little bit of thing. You know, we always are welcoming and open to you. Now, because of the needs the station has for really, really absolute needs, minimal needs. For example, we have some transmitter problems that are going to have to be solved with money. And that money will have to come from people like you. We have all kinds of issues that are the normal issues of a normal radio station, on top of which we are not sponsored. We don't have sponsors except you. So it's up to you to make a decision, make a commitment. I don't want to sound like Alcoholics Anonymous or something, but I want to say to you, really, really, you need to understand that this is your radio station and it does depend on you. And if you can contribute more than usual this time, because the situation in the world with climate change and the idiot in the White House, because of the situation, it will be even more important to make sure that this progressive radio station does not go silent, that it goes loud, that it goes proud, that it says to you and says to everybody, we are here and we believe in America and we believe in justice and we believe in democracy and we know that you believe in that too. So what's the number?
That's why when you call 877-500-5266, you will let us know that you are with us in this endeavor to keep sanity.
Keep sanity alive.
Alive, yeah, alive.
Keep something going that is not easy to have right now.
Yeah, like I said, KBOO seeks the truth and seeks to give it to you as best we can. So call 877-500-5266 and let's speak with one of our volunteer phone operators. And you know, KBOO is like many times that you've heard in the past, maybe if you've listened, that KBOO like operates on a shoestring.
It's a thread.
It's a
spider web.
It's
thread.
A very colorful thread, but at the same time, we need your help to wind some more thread.
When the light reflects off of it, even though it's a spider web thread, it's a beautiful thing to see.
There you go.
Sorry.
Yes. And as an acronym, KBOO could be Kindness, Beauty, Offering, Opportunities, or
that's something like that. That's kind of cool.
I just made that up.
You did. That was really on the spot.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah, I got more.
And I got to tell you, Abe isn't here today. And he isn't here because he has to work. See, working he does.
It takes money.
It does take money.
And that's why we're here asking you to give up some of your money to help KBOO thrive and thrive and thrive.
A triple thrive,
yeah. Give me a triple thrive with
ice cream,
cheddar cheese.
SPO, yeah?
Yeah, but you could say SPO. It rhymes with Joe.
Okay, SPO.
Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, SPO.
That's right.
See, SPO, now, he's not a radio guy.
I'm not a radio guy.
I asked him to come in here because he's a fundraising guy.
I was going to take your call at 5-877-500-5266. Yeah, watch that number.
Watch that number. Better say it again.
Oh, no, you're right. I slipped on that one. You're right, Joe.
Got to say it again.
877 500 5266. I was about to take your call. If you're calling now, please do call now. And but Joe, Abe wasn't here, so Joe says, "Hey, I need somebody," and I said, "Well, okay, I'll come in with you."
I'm glad you joined me.
Well,
and
thank you.
I think it's kind of fun to see a new person on in our show. I also want to say that what Abe and I try to do on our radio show, we play two characters. They're not really us, okay? Abe is a serious administrator at the community college level, and I am a retired professor.
Ooh.
At the professor level.
Professor?
Professor.
Did you teach kitten litter?
I taught sociology. Ooh. And I taught, I'm a two-threat kind of guy, and I taught American history.
Oh, wow.
And I'm kind of concentrated on the 20th century in those areas. And I got to retire because of PERS, which is a good thing.
Right on.
Good thing.
Yeah.
And it's allowed me to do this. I also spent a couple of years working for KGW before they discovered that they wanted to disappear their talk radio sessions. And the history of that is interesting, but I'm not going to go into it. It's not relevant. What is relevant is that I'm here, you're here.
I'm here.
Suppose here.
Yes.
And we really are finding ourselves in the awkward but necessary position of saying to you, this station will not, and this is not an exaggeration, will not exist without the commitment of your money to this cause. You can wish us well. You can promise us well. You can send us notes. You can talk to us on the air. But unless you give money, it ain't going to last.
And that's right. And that's why we're asking you to become a monthly donor at the $5, $10, or $15 level. We're asking you to do that because that way we know the money's going to be there month after month. So we can count on your money. And the more, you know, whatever you can afford is what we're asking
you
to
share.
Yeah,
really. I mean, look, the reality.
You know,
Joe says
he wants it to hurt, but I think it's you should smile when you give it to
him. Yeah, maybe you can't afford to have it hurt, you know.
Unless you like, you know, but still.
No, we're not going to talk.
Okay.
We're not going there. I do want to say.
Too early.
Right, exactly. Please. I really do want to say that I'm doing this once a week with prep time, not just because of the ego support it gives me, but more importantly and more relevantly, I am very concerned about what's happening in this country. And this is a feeble effort on my part to make the world a better place. And I'm sure all of you out there listening are listening because you're concerned about the way things are going. And Abe and I, we play characters. It's not really me, and it's not really Abe. We are characters in a play which we have put together, which is based on the reality of our lives and the reality of the situation of the world. We think it's entertaining. We like to do it. It's not like it hurts us, but it does commit time. And we are doing that every week because we think it's so important that you know the truth and that you hear it, and you hear it from a left and progressive perspective. And that's where KBOO in public affairs comes in. It also, of course, does excellent music programming. And I really think that you know this, and you're listening right now. Hopefully you're not turning it off because I'm begging you for money, but you're listening because you know that this station is what it claims to be. And you know that this is a nice way to directly pump up the reality, the truth that exists in this society, as opposed to the incredible degree of falsehoods, lies, and toothpaste ads that dominate the rest of the media.
That's right. And of course, not to mention the good feeling you get knowing that you are helping to make the world a better place by helping to sustain KBOO. And sustaining is what we need also. We need monthly donors at $5, $10, $15. We are recommending you all give us whatever you can afford. I mean, I'm sure you're out there and you might be able to afford $100 a month. And that's great. If you can do that, fantastic. Give us a call at 877-500-5266. We definitely want to hear from you right now, or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. It's pretty straightforward. We have many new people in the city of Portland, Joe. Have you seen all those buildings that have gone up all?
Yeah,
all
you know, there's a weird thing going on. This to divert into actual programming. Here's a weird thing that's going on. There is a notion somehow that if we build a lot of nice apartment buildings and crowd the city up with them, this will make more homes for ordinary folks. The fact of the matter is the investment in those projects, for the most part, has to yield a profit to the people who build them, and that's going to be an issue. We do not have as yet really housing for the poor. We need that. This is an issue we will be dwelling on a lot in the near future, and it's not really being solved by anything we hear about in the city council. There's all kinds of issues that come up that need to be addressed, and we, Abe and I, will be, you know, trying to deal with those things. We spend only an hour a week doing this, or I should say we spend an hour a week doing this, and the fact of the matter is that the only reward that we can possibly get is knowing not that you care about our show, but that you care about KBOO. And the best way to demonstrate that is to give what you can afford and then a couple of bucks more. Now, maybe you can afford $5 a month. Maybe you can afford less than that. It's not my judgment to say what you can afford. It is my judgment to say you better plunk down some cash, because this is not kidding. Without money, this station will go blank, and it will turn into a weird Christian broadcasting or something.
Yes, so you can call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm online to click on the donate button. Or we have a third option, Joe.
What's the third option?
The third option, Joe, is that anyone with a donation can come to KBOO studio.
Oh, and they can see the gold toilets and everything.
Yeah, well, we don't want to tell them about the gold toilets.
Oh, the gold toilets are very special.
They're very special.
Very special.
But yeah, we're here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off of East Burnside, just a stone's throw away from the river. You know, the Willamette River.
You can't throw a stone from here to the Willamette River.
You know,
you're exaggerating.
Well, if you're on a tall enough building, you could probably make it halfway.
Tall enough buildings are being built.
That's right. So you can come here to at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and give us your donation and get a quick tour, a cup of coffee. You know, you can see all the smiling faces of the people, the volunteers and the staff that work here.
The minimal staff, I should add.
You can see why we're asking you for money, because we work on a spider's web thread
with a lot of little color in it, because that's the way silk is.
Okay. Yeah, I like that whole reflective translucent.
Minimal staff over here butting in for a second. I have a question, Joe. This is Janet, Public Affairs Director. You know, I tune into your show because I'm here. And I also very much enjoy it, so let's just put it that way. Because I sit at my desk and I do tune in because I'm like, what are they up to?
Well, you have to be careful we don't say a boo-boo.
Oh, yeah, that too. But, I mean, you guys are always saying all the things. I sit in my office, I literally clap.
Uh-huh.
When
really?
I hear you, yeah. I'm like, yes! And that's the problem with the soundproof door that we have there in the studio. You guys don't hear all the clapping that I'm doing.
All the clapping.
Yeah, I do lots of clapping.
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
I think it's like this, like...
That's a Zen riddle.
But I think I got that colon down. Okay, my question for you, though,
yes,
is you guys have covered so many topics. What have been some of your favorite topics that you covered this last year? Maybe some of your favorite
topics. Well, that's like asking, do you like to be hit in the jaw or do you like to be hit in the belly?
Really?
Well, one
like
has a preference. When you make choices, that one does have a preference.
That's pretty extreme, Joe.
If everything were nice, we could talk about climate change and only climate change, because that ain't nice and it's really a thing.
Well, I mean, I enjoyed a recent show of yours where you guys, people always say there's no sports on KBOO, but there was sports on KBOO, because you guys talked...
soccer!
Yeah, you got to talk about soccer. And I thought that was a really interesting discussion.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the silence that happened there at the game. And, you know, so you guys cover just like such a wide variety of topic, and it's always so thoughtful how you cover it. So I'm just going to... I can do a little tooting.
I thank you for the praise.
Okay, now I need to say one thing
He insists on asking you for money. This is a demand for money. Go.
The same line of thought as Jenna. I want to say, Joe, that I want to thank you for the courage that you and Abe put forth in addressing the issues, especially the idiot in chief, basically, is what I'm saying, in referring to that.
Are you talking about the man with the fake red hair?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Have you seen it when it flops out of the way and you
know, I haven't. I haven't cool. actually. Yeah, but
did
but
you
I
see
wanted...
him? Did you see him when he had the toilet paper on his shoe?
No, I did not.
That was cool. Yeah, he does really great comic bits.
It was great because then he was a mess from head to toe.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but no,
you know.
Your courage of addressing the truth of the issues is just it. That's part of the frightening part that I said. It's entertaining and frightening because I'm like, oh my God, these guys are telling, they're saying what's going on.
Yeah, it would just be funny if it weren't true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it'd be like a, it'd be kind of like a drama show. This would be like a drama show, wouldn't it? Yeah.
But no drama, Mama. We need you to, right now, you know, right now, pause in your very busy day in which you're probably wondering how the hell you're going to make ends meet, to take some of those ends and meet us at the KBOO border.
At the border.
At the border.
That's right.
And I got to add, at the border, crimes against humanity are being committed every day. Go ahead.
That is, I know, that's another reason why I sometimes am speechless and in reaction to, in response to what I hear. And so, but okay, so...
Get to the number. Cut to the number.
877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM or 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Okay, now repeat all that. You're going to be a radio genius.
MF.OOBK or 662-500-5778. For those that can think forwards and backwards, please call those numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, just in case of some confusion. 877-500-5266.
Yes, I'm sorry. I
just
had
got
to,
a little
had,
smarter. Well, a little you, smarter than I'm
you
ready
had
for.
To, you put me on rewind, Joe, and I had to
know,
rewind.
I didn't realize that.
So yeah, but
okay, I'll be careful in the future. All right, so we're really in a situation here where the challenge of radio, traditional radio, FM radio, in this case. Becomes much more significant because there's so many modalities of delivering information. Now, that's not a bad thing per se, but it does create an interesting problem for ordinary people. And by the way, lots and lots of people don't really want to use their cell phones or whatever. I have a funny story. I'm going to interrupt for a funny story. My friend Alan, who lives in the Bay Area, had to go over to San Francisco from Berkeley, and he didn't take a car, and he rode on the train, BART. And he came back, and when he was coming back, it was in the afternoon, you know, work overtime, everybody on that train, in the car he was in, was talking on the cell phone or listening on the cell phone. Everybody except him and one lady at the back who was reading a book. This is what's happening. I don't think it's a good thing, but okay, it's a thing.
Yes.
The thing that I think about is how do we maintain communication, rationality, and political discourse that makes sense without just a general media form? And the general media form that is available in the city at this time is KBOO. So logically, reasonably, rationally, and really politically, it is important for you, absolutely, not to be listening to us way begging and whining, but rather acting, picking up your telephone and calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And making a contribution. As you make the contribution, think in your head, well, is this the most I could give? And then give a little bit more. It could be very little. It could be very lot. But we're all hanging on to you. Meanwhile, I love that term.
Yes, meanwhile.
Yeah. Meanwhile, yeah. Here's the deal. If you want to give $200 and you want to have a dinner at the screen door, you and a friend are going to get a treat. You get your drinks, you get your appetizer, you get your mains, you get all that stuff. And if you wish, you also get conversation with Abe and I. We won't insist on coming. We don't care. But we...
Ooh.
What?
Both dinners are gone, Joe.
Oh, the dinners are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, so I should have made it for more money.
You can still
I should have asked for $1,000. Oh, no.
You can still donate $200, and maybe we could set it up for next.
No, you're right. It's not this. I go to these restaurant people, hat in hand, and they very generously do this, and we don't even have advertising, so we can't really help them much.
Yeah. You know, that's fantastic.
Well, that's great. That means my shtick.
That's right.
My deal for today.
Yeah.
Is shot.
No, it's not.
Okay.
They can still call in and donate $200 and feel good about it.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's kind of like, you know, the beloved community.
Indeed. 877-500-5266 or the number, or kboo.fm to click on the donate button is how you can get in touch with us and let Joe and Abe know that you support them, because they are doing this week in, week out, and there's times where Abe can't be here, times where Joe can't be here, and they continue on anyway. They don't put on pre-recorded music or anything like that.
No, we don't. In fact, I don't know that I could put on pre-recorded music, because I was never trained technically. I'm just a voice.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a voice.
Yeah, sure.
He's just a voice.
Yeah.
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 And the thing is, and this is really important, there's a lot of talented people here, and they do a lot of great programming, and it's a lot of it really good. And in the evenings and late afternoons and so on, we get some of the best music, the most forward music, the most interesting music. We have, well, let's just jump to the traditional. On Saturday mornings, we have the best country and western. You know.
That's right, swinging country, and then music from the True Vine.
This is something nobody else is doing.
Bluegrass,
and we do it well. The bluegrass thing is really important. By the way, not to take away from us, right now Ken Burns is doing a thing about country music. It's worth hearing.
Is he in town?
He ain't in town.
What does he play?
He is a very famous filmmaker.
And, he plays the camera.
He plays the camera. He does not play the camera. He directs the camera.
Oh.
You're not familiar with the biz.
Does he have a remote control?
He does not have a remote control. He has a voice. However, what that station does is valuable. I'm not trying to diss anybody. I want to point out what's good, what's true, and what's worthwhile. And music from the True Vine, our particular contribution to this, is really worthwhile.
Let's not forget about the live music that you hear on Music from the True Vine or any other shows of Drinking from Puddles on Wednesday nights.
I like Drinking from Puddles.
The Monday Sampler with Fortunato and Just Jess. They bring in live music every week. There's people that come through town, bands and duos that come through town. And there's a lot of local musicians get their first opportunity to be on the radio.
We're going to be running out of time for this begging and whining. We're going to want to thank you for letting us beg and whine. And we're going to urge you, because we really do like to beg and whine.
I prefer a bag of wine myself.
Bag of wine?
Instead of begging and whine.
You know, they do have bag of wine now.
Bag? Really?
Well, it's a box wine, but it's actually a little plastic bag inside.
Wasn't that guy?
It's like a bota, only not.
A Botox, but not.
No, bota. A bota is a Spanish... leather thing full of wine.
Oh, cool.
And you can squirt it. And when I was a teenager in California,
we
would go to the bullfights. Disgusting. And we would sit in the sun, because that's cheapest.
Right.
And drunken boys would squirt wine.
With those little leather flasks?
Yeah, that's the bota. And then occasionally they'd get too outrageous, and the police would come in and thump on them a bunch and take them away to jail. It was a ritual to which we all adhered, and probably was stupid, but you know.
Right, you were saying time's running out. You wanted we were.
I was just explaining a part of my youth.
Oh, okay.
Such as it was.
All right.
Anyway, I guess what we really should do is say 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 or. Online, kboo.fm. Any of that, if called, if you will yield pleasant voices that will eagerly take your money. Now, taking your money is not about, it's not what the station normally is about. It's just what the station has to do. Because you know what? We don't have no GM. We don't have no Ford. We don't have no insurance for
you
old
mean,
folks.
You mean corporate sponsors?
Of course. Yeah, we don't have no corporate sponsors.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
Come on. Oh, they got all the money.
Yeah, really.
Come on, they're generous.
I'll tell you why not. Because
they're
engaged.
Because we're left of center, that's why.
Well, yeah. And because they're engaged in the destruction of the culture and the society and the world. And we don't need that. We don't need no, you know, so on. Okay.
Corporate sponsors.
Exactly.
We don't need no dirty money.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Okay. Okay, we're running out of time.
Oh, whoa.
We got 10 minutes.
No.
10 minutes.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
10 minutes. I got to say it.
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't say so, Joe. You mean,
well,
like, you mean like the baseball scandal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
right. There's a song by Genesis also that
yeah, but they, I know.
No, that's Say It's All Right,
Black Sox,
Joe.
Say It's All Right, Joe. At that point.
That's why we're asking you to call
the Mafia fixed that game. Fixed the World Series.
Did they make...
And speaking of the Mafia...
Was it broken when they fixed it?
Well, it was fine, but...
Was it better after they fixed it?
No, it was... It was revealing of the fact that sports betting has been, in the past, very corrupt.
You will not be gambling with your money when you call 877-500-5266. You will be making an investment in the future of the world. And I say that lightly.
You say it lightly?
Yeah, I do.
You don't say not lightly?
Well, if you know, I can get out quickly if I say it lightly.
Yeah, move fast.
Move fast.
Move fast and don't leave
drop
a mark.
The money
don't
and
leave
run.
A, don't leave
drop
a
the money and run.
Don't leave a mark on the world.
Our time is running out.
No, we got 9 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We can riff for 9 minutes.
All right.
But meanwhile,
back at the ranch.
At the ranch, we have to remind you that the whole reason why I'm blathering on here is so that you will become bored enough so that you'll pick up your phone and call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266 and plunk down some bucks.
That's
because
right.
Without those bucks, we grow silent. And when we grow silent, this space will be occupied by some weird religious programming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, somebody's handed me a number. Oh, my gosh. These are people who have contributed, and this is wonderful. We have lots of people, Bryce and Douglas and Jane and Susan and Lanai and Larry and Michael, all these people. And there's others as well, I'm sure.
Thank
all
you.
All these people
to
have
all,
given
yeah,
money, and they're really, really generous
we
people.
We do appreciate your calling and supporting
But
cable.
Look, they're from all over, from Sheridan, from Portland, just all over.
All over.
All over Oregon.
Yeah. We've had people call in from, like Wisconsin and well, not this
You can lie. Go ahead and lie.
New York. I'm not lying. I swear, I was listening, and they said, hey, we just got a call from somebody in over there. It's like, yeah. So,
yeah, you know, you can listen to this online, and you can listen to it anywhere in probably the world.
Yeah, well, we're streaming online at kboo.fm, so yes, anyone that has an internet connection and some speakers or headphones can listen
to
us.
Yeah, and if you don't mind all of your conversations and all of your knowledge being shared with corporate interests and the government.
Right, and what's the mind about that?
I mean, well, you know, I'm a Luddite. I only use a cell phone when I'm traveling.
No, I was just kidding.
And it's a burner, you know, right. It's a cheap phone. I use it, it's just a phone, and then I burn it.
Oh.
Well, I don't really burn it because it's toxic. I throw it into the toxics pile.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's my approach to the cell phone world.
Right.
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or online, just as I put it down, KBOO.FM.
Or at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We are here right there next to the Jupiter Hotel, right off of East Burnside. You can't miss us. We're just like half a block in. We got the bright, colorful mural on the front of the building.
It's a good mural.
And then we also have a pear tree that's in full harvest mode. So feel free
to,
like...
Are there pears?
There's pears.
Well, there's pears.
There's no singles, but there's pears.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all pears.
Well, you know,
right.
That's
you know,
a very conventional
they're
thing
all
to
pears.
Have.
And feel free to grab one off the tree as you come or go. Either
take
way.
Take from the tree of
yes.
knowledge.
And but be careful.
Wait,
they,
no. Take them from the tree of knowledge. Isn't that what happened with Adam and Eve?
Well, I'm not sure. Yes, I think so. I think there was a tree of knowledge.
Well,
yeah.
in order to listen to that and believe that, you
right.
have to really believe that the whole world, the whole universe,
right.
the whole of everything
right.
was created in 6 days. That's a hard one.
Man,
you'd
have to work really hard, I think, to do that in 6 days. Really.
Well, it's God.
It's gone?
It's God.
It's gone?
It's God.
God who?
The God.
The God?
Yeah.
That created the world in 6 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'd have to thank him for working so hard then.
It's a he.
Oh, you know what?
It's a he, not a she.
No, you're right. My conditioning has been revealed. I have been conditioned to think that it's a he. I'm not quite sure if that's true or not.
Well,
but at the same time,
nobody,
who's got proof?
Nobody really
who's got
knows.
Proof?
Nobody really knows. And
that's
whether,
right.
Does it have a sex?
But it
Come
doesn't
on.
Matter. And it's, if you don't care whether it's a he or a she,
or
call
it.
Or it, yeah.
Or a lizard. It could be a lizard. Hey, lizard created the universe.
It is so.
All hail the lizard.
I say it's unfathomable, but at the same time, we try to think about it, and we make up great stories. I think there's a lot of really great stories about how this all came about.
I think
you?
It's lovely.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't get in the way of truth. However,
right.
We're diverting from what we really need to do, which is to remind you to make a call, make a commitment to the station, 877-500-5266. Let that happen. Let the money rain forth. Let our beautiful voices ring throughout the universe, and let's get it on and do it so we don't have to do this endlessly forever.
That's right. And we'd like to thank everyone that has called this hour so far. So far, Joe just read off a list of names, and I'm sure there's a few more names that we could probably also say, and which we'll get in the next hour. If you called and we didn't say thank you, we may
skip you, and that's just because we're stupid.
Well,
you know, come on,
names.
We're volunteers. You know. What can we say? Gee whiz, why is it nobody gets paid except the very minimal staff here? I guess it's because we are not in the ruling class.
Well, also though, it's because we would do it whether we got paid or not.
Yeah, it's like an evil Jones.
Yeah, but it would be nice,
kind of like crack cocaine.
Well,
you know
yeah,
I mean? Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm
actually
sure.
Really not at all.
Not
like
sure.
Crack cocaine.
No, I don't know. If that's I can't see the analogy there. But at the same time, it's it's a good extreme of a comparison.
Whatever.
Is 877-500-5266.
Can you repeat that number?
877-500-5266 is the number to call, or KBOO.FM, that amazing website. You click on the donate button, and if you do want to become a volunteer, you can also contact volunteer@KBOO.org to help us out in any number of ways. We're always
and here's a secret. You can learn how to do both the technical and the on-air part of radio.
That's
we
right.
will actually help you learn those skills.
That's right. Jenka calls it the University of the Airwaves, because there are many people, actually, more than one, I know, that have come up through KBOO and trained in the art and skill of radio production, production, and have gone on to bigger things. Jen Chavez is huge. Huge on OPB right now.
That's true.
She is there doing all kinds of great work. And she started here at KBOO round about 2011 when I was here for a brief period.
Well, see, you really know. And I hardly pay attention. I just come in here and do this thing and get the hell out. But I want to say this. This is important. I did a little talk show on Sunday nights back 20 some odd years ago. I submitted a tape to KGW that was starting talk radio. They hired me. They paid me boku buck. I'm not just bragging. I'm pleased to have had that experience. It lasted for 2 years until they changed their formatting and tried to sell the whole empire off. But the point is, it was an opportunity that came about because I happened to be here volunteering. And that's something that can happen. It can happen to you if you are among the KBOO generous givers.
KBOO, this is the KBOO generation. We'd like you to call 877-500-5266 and give us your support in the form of dollars.
Money.
You can use your debit card, credit card, or you could pay by check, but we do really want is we want you to become a monthly donor, a sustainer,
yeah,
so that we can expect to have that 5, 10, 15, whatever amount you are able and comfortable with, you please do.
Rolling.
Share your money.
K-Boo. All right.
K-Boo rocks. Let's keep it rolling.
877-500-5266.
877-500-5266. Or...
KBOO.FM.
Get out. Really?
Yeah, that's really where it's at.
.FM.
And doing
I've never
that,
heard
and doing that.
That,
you know what'll happen? After you do that, the skies will open, rain will stop, the sun will shine, rainbows will appear, lightning and thunder
wonderful
will take place, and you will be saved
by the KBOO.
By the KBOO, the mighty KBOO.
Oh, help us, KBOO!
All hail KBOO. Okay, all right. We've done this today because we have to do it because we need the money. We hope you don't mind it too much, and we hope you've made a significant contribution, probably a little bit more than you could actually afford, to make this station continue on, because it will not exist without your support. And I want to thank you for your patience, and I want to thank you for your contributions. So that kind of winds it up, doesn't it? Are we over? Do we have an over? Okay, well, we need a music to tell us it's over.
Are we?
Yeah, really. Okay, it's KBOO, folks. Okay, again, we'll repeat the numbers. 503-877-500-5266.
Thank you for tuning
877-500-5266. We're glad you're patient, and we're glad you tuned in, and we hope you were amused.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Petite Provence, located in the Laurelhurst District at 3420 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., Petite Provence is a bakery serving French-style pastries along with breakfast and brunch. Lunch was provided by Bare Bones, located at 2900 Southeast Belmont Street in Portland. Bare Bones Cafe serves up traditional American sandwich breakfasts and brunches, with a bar to provide late night drinks into the early morning. Dinner was provided by Tamale Boy, located in Northeast Portland at 1764 Northeast Deckham Street, and in North Portland at 668 North Russell Street. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. serving Mexican dishes. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The KBOO Board of Directors meets every fourth Monday at the station, but the September meeting on Monday, September 23rd will be held at the Salvation Army Dining Room at 211 Northeast 18th Avenue in Portland at 6 p.m. You are tuned into KBOO Portland. The time is 9 o'clock and 50 seconds right there on the dot. Coming up next here on your community radio station is Alternative Radio with David Barsamian.
So the essential idea behind these various principles is simple. We are living beings who depend on breathable air, drinkable water, and fertile soil. We cannot breathe, drink, or eat money.